Good afternoon, passengers. This is the pre-boarding announcement for flight 2020 to Washington, D.C. We are now inviting those passengers with small children and any passengers requiring special assistance to begin boarding at this time through Gate 7. Please have your boarding pass and identification ready. Regular boarding at Gate 7 will begin shortly.
A young teenager and his mother have made all the detailed plans necessary to ensure his first solo airline flight will go as smoothly as possible. But the teen, who is also flying with an invisible disease, soon discovers all that careful planning begins to unravel the moment he boards the plane. Take an adjoining seat on Flight 2020 to Washington, D.C. in Flying Solo with IDB by Spencer Emerson Opal Levine.
Do you have your boarding pass?
Yes.
ID handy?
Yes.
Did you get an aisle seat?
Of course. Nothing's worse than climbing over people.
So true.
Reserved it months ago.
Good call. Never can tell when intestines are going to act up. Better safe than sorry.
Didn't want to risk getting boxed in and needing to get out super fast. It was a top priority.
Smart kid. You must have good genes.
If you say so.
Need another bathroom break before you board?
Nope, I'm good.
Pack a change of clothing, just in case?
Yep.
We'll now commence regular boarding for flight 2020 to Washington, D.C. out of Gate 7. Please have your boarding passes out and available for scanning. Once again, flight 2020 to Washington, D.C. is now boarding out of Gate 7.
Sure you didn't want to pre-board?
Too complicated to explain why I'd need to.
Added bonus, more time to hang out with me.
You say so.
Now remember, air pressure can aggravate an intestinal flare, and so can stress, so stay calm and stay hydrated. Do you have the bottled water you just bought?
Yes.
Eat something?
No, brought a snack in case I'm starving. I doubt I'll need it.
Take your meds?
Of course.
Pack your meds?
Right here in my hand luggage.
Oh, good, good. Just remember, stay relaxed, and if you feel your stomach acting up, you'll be able to get to the bathroom quickly since you're in an aisle seat.
That's why I reserved it.
Also, remember to be nice to your seatmates.
I'm just going to put on my noise-canceling headphones and zone out.
Yes, I know.
I'm not looking to meet anyone or talk to anyone. I hate people.
Don't hate people. You're just a little overly anxious in social situations. Even so, you still have to be courteous. Plus, anxiety causes stomach issues, so just chill.
Whatever. It's a short flight. I'm a bit nervous, but all should be fine.
This is the final boarding call for flight 2020 to Washington, D.C. Please proceed to Gate 7 immediately. Again, this is the final boarding call for flight 2020 to Washington, D.C. Please proceed to Gate 7 immediately. Thank you.
It's time now.
Everything will be okay. Love you. Now come here and give me a hug before you board.
Love you too. Bye.
Call when you land.
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard flight 2020 with service to Washington, D.C. Please find your seat, and as you store your belongings, please be mindful that this is a full flight. Again, welcome aboard flight 2020 to Washington, D.C.
Excuse me?
Yes?
I think this is my seat.
Hello, I'm your flight attendant. Let me see if I can help you. Yes, this was your seat, but there's been a change. You see, we had a family separated, and these nice passengers agreed to move so that family could be seated together.
Okay, but this is my seat.
So unfortunately, we did have to move you. I'm sure you understand.
But I reserved the seat months ago.
Well, these passengers needed to be seated together, and one requires an aisle seat. You can relocate to the window seat in this row, or we might be able to switch you into a middle seat in this section about halfway down. Which would you prefer?
Actually, I would like an aisle seat. I reserved an aisle seat. I prefer to be closer to the restrooms.
I see. I'm sorry, we don't have any of those left. It's a full flight.
But this was my seat.
Yes, I'm sorry. A seat assignment is never guaranteed. The airline always reserves the right to move passengers if necessary. But in compensation, I'll bring you an extra bag of snacks for being accommodating. Shall I help you put your bag in the overhead compartment?
No, I need it with me.
Just make sure it fits completely under the seat in front of you. I'll be back shortly with your snacks.
Don't bother. I can't eat them.
We have peanuts and cheese crackers.
No, thank you.
How about a soda?
No, no thanks. I can't have that either. No carbonation.
Coffee?
No.
Young and eats healthy. Good for you. Now get settled in your seat quickly so you're not blocking the aisle anymore. I need to help that passenger with their seatbelt.
Sorry about the seat change. Couldn't have toddlers seating apart from their parent. Can you imagine? I brought treats on board. Want some chocolate chip cookies?
No, thank you.
You sure? Made fresh this morning.
I would if I could, but I can't.
Allergies? Oh, my sister has a whole bunch of them.
No.
Then why? The chocolate is delicious.
I just have to be careful about what I eat.
Why?
Actually, I have ulcerative colitis.
Oh, that's like Crohn's disease, right?
Similar.
Our neighbor has Crohn's. Terrible, terrible. So sorry. Did you hear that? Our seatmate has ulcerative colitis. It's similar to Crohn's. Have you heard of it?
Colitis? Oh, thought that was a disease just for old folks.
Anyone can have it. It's more prevalent in older people.
Probably why you wanted an aisle seat.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Well, feel free to climb over us if you need to get to the toilet. We understand.
Thank you.
Nice headphones. They look fancy.
No, not really. Just your regular noise-canceling headphones.
Noise-canceling? Like you won't be able to hear anything?
Yes, that's the point.
Oh, but what if there's an emergency? You won't know about it.
I'll take that risk.
Wait, before you put those on, just wanted to say, don't worry. I'll notify you every time there is an announcement.
Really, that's not necessary. I'm sure if there's an issue, I'll know. Thanks, though. I'll be fine with my headphones on.
Wait, really? You're fine with not being informed? Just zoning out? We're on an aeroplane. What if the pilot needs help or something?
Can you fly a plane?
Well, no.
Okay, well, I'm sure the flight will be fine.
One last thing before you put those headphones on. How did you get it?
Get it? Where I bought the headphones?
Oh, no, silly.
Excuse me?
Ulcerative colitis. How did you know you had it?
Lots of stomach issues, so they did some tests, and I was diagnosed.
Are they sure?
Yes.
Colonoscopy?
Yes.
Fun.
Tons.
Doctors can make mistakes. You really do appear pretty healthy.
Yes, I get that a lot.
Maybe go for a second opinion.
My immune system attacks me. You just can't see it on the outside so much.
Invisible disability.
Yes.
Must be easy to stay slim.
I suppose so.
Maybe you could patent whatever it is that keeps you thin and become a gazillionaire. You could buy your own jet so then seating wouldn't be an issue.
Private jet would be sweet, but no one would want what I've got.
Well, maybe they would. You never know.
It's chronic. Forever. With stabbing intestinal pain and rectal bleeding. Not to mention exhaustion and the urgent need to go to the bathroom at a moment's notice.
Yes, I could see that might be a bit of a hard sell. Maybe not the best weight loss plan.
Probably not.
Have you tried curing yourself with extra vitamins and herbal supplements? Oh, yoga might help too.
And if your state allows it, marijuana. Heard it's great for IBD. Or is it IBS. I get those two confused.
Inflammatory bowel disease or inflammatory bowel syndrome are both are bad, but IBD is considered worse. Our neighbor with Crohn's believes taking loads of vitamin D helps with IBD. Have you tried that?
I've tried a lot of different things. Thanks.
Another friend of mine swears that acupuncture helps. I think I even read about a fecal transplant. Not sure exactly how that would work or what that actually is, but you should definitely look into it as well. Have you thought about something like that?
No.
Oh, and also essential oils. Have you tried those? They can help with everything. Lavender is calming, lemon rejuvenating. Oh, I think peppermint helps with digestive tissues. Or maybe it's tea tree oil. No, that's for head lice and warts, I think.
Flight attendants, please prepare cabin for takeoff.
See? If you'd had those headphones on, you wouldn't have known that the flight attendants were preparing the cabin for takeoff.
I'm sure I would have eventually figured it out.
Did you hear about that British Airways flight to Dubai that had to be diverted back to London because someone clogged the toilet? It happened a few years ago. Wonder if the passenger who caused that had Crohn's or colitis.
That would be mortifying. That poor passenger.
One of my biggest nightmares.
Can you imagine? The smell forced the captain to divert the plane back. What a story for passengers to tell at parties. Have any great stories like that?
Stories where my guts explode?
Oh. Ooh.
Causing travel delays for hundreds of people?
Ooh. Ooh.
Fortunately not. At least not yet. Though we haven't taken off yet.
Oh!
So you never know. Time for my headphones.
Flying Solo with IDB by Spencer Emerson Opal Levine
was directed by Preston Boyd.
The Kid was played by Thomas Apostolopoulos. Donna DeFont played his mother. Flight Attendant was played by Aiden Russell. Jan Wallace and Tom Apostolopoulos played the two passengers. Preston Boyd played the role of captain, and Michael Billy was the airline terminal announcer.
Narration by Michael Billy. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Donna DeFont is our stage manager.
Our season presenter for 2020-2021 is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers for this festival are the Nancy Schneider Tribe Memorial Fund at the Community Foundation of Sarasota County and Paragon Festivals. Flying Solo with IDB is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.